Blackstone presents Wildflower by May Wood. This book is read by Andy Arndt and Stephen Dexter. 1. Juliana. To us, I said, hoisting my pint glass in the air and looking at the three women who were now my business partners. We didn't look like an upstart brewery. No, we looked like we were filming the first 10 minutes of a house-flipping show, with our old clothes and work boots with safety goggles hanging around our necks and our dust masks at the ready. But we didn't look near as cute as anyone on TV. "Hear, hear," said Tabitha, her long black braids carefully tucked away beneath a bright blue head wrap tied into a rosette. "To adventure and success," I continued. "And a fuck you to those who think they know best," shouted Kristen. A big, goofy smile spread across my face at her razor-sharp addition to my toast. "A fuck you to those who think they know best." Yeah, that summed up what we were doing perfectly. "Now I'll drink to that," said Whitney, her trademark devilish grin on full display. "Cheers." We clinked glasses and drank deeply, a bit giddy that our plan, after years of emails and group texts and late night and early morning calls, was finally becoming real. Business of beer training from our women in beer industry group, the Brewster League, had brought us together, and the first outline of what today was becoming Runaway Pond Brewing was a result of that workshop. Tabitha and I had crossed paths professionally for decades at beer fests and conferences and Brewster League events. Whitney and I fled the same brewery to open Runaway Pond. Kristen had been a consultant, helping people set up and run tap rooms across the Midwest. We weren't tight, but we were a team. After 2 decades brewing beer, I was out on my own. Well, out on my own with these three women at my side and the Brewster League cheering us along the way. We were opening Vermont's first women-owned brewery, Runaway Pond Brewing. And frankly, it would be one of the few women-owned breweries in the country. If anyone was up for this challenge, we were. Together, we were bringing over a half century of brewing experience to the table. Whitney and Kristen were the young guns, Tab and I had experience on our side, and together we had all the ingredients to make this a go. Now it was time to grind it out. We could do this. We would do this. We will do this. Another sip from my beer, and I looked around the old diner we'd bought. The reality of the challenge sank in. We were on our own with no annoying beer bros to boss us around. That freedom...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?